This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America, it's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Donald Trump, nationalism, Hillary Clinton, New World Order globalism.
The most exciting talk radio.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
Friends, wake the heck up.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself. Because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Welcome to hour number two. Glad to be hanging out with you Sunday night, Independence Day Eve. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. Look, you know it, I know it, and I've been saying this for a long time. I mean, I think I'm probably the only one on the radio that has been saying without a shadow of a doubt that Hillary Clinton would face no prosecution. Now, it hasn't been confirmed, but sources at CNN, it's now over Breitbart and it's over all the mainstream media pages, are saying that Hillary Clinton not expected to face charges in the federal email probe. And I've been saying this for months and months and months. Do you think it had anything to do with the meeting that Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch had last week in Phoenix? You know how their planes met unexpectedly, coincidentally. Do you think that could have been it? I do. Because the Clinton machine, as I've been saying over and over and over again, is a mafia machine that you cannot win against unless you are willing to roll up your sleeves and fight. And I mean fight with everything you have. Because if you don't do that and you give them an inch, they'll win. Because they're dirty and corrupt. And I think you know that. At least I hope you do. Now, some of our younger listeners that were too little in terms of, age to know who Bill Clinton really is and who Hillary Clinton really is, I hope you never find out through another Clinton administration. But I'll be honest with you, friends. I'll be honest with you. It seems that the rules apply to the elites much differently than they apply to everybody else. Wouldn't you think that? I mean, what's the coincidence that Bill Clinton delayed his takeoff to ensure that Loretta Lynch and he would encounter each other and have this discussion? Isn't that obstruction? Of course, but it's not going to happen. And then yesterday, Hillary Clinton is grilled for hours. I don't believe that. I really don't. They can say that she was. I don't believe that. I believe they sat down, they spoke with the Secretary of State, and they basically cleared her. And they're just going to let 4th of July pass, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe later part of the week, you'll have Loretta Lynch come out and basically say that she has been, all charges have been dropped, or in fact there was no charges or any necessity to file an indictment. That's what I believe. It's about time you believe that too, because that's what's happening. I mean, if that wasn't bad enough, the Obama administration basically is pressing the State Department, which they are in compliance with, to not release the emails for at least 27 months. So not only do you have Hillary Clinton going to get away with obstruction, getting away with crimes, getting away with blood on her hands from Benghazi, you've got the State Department not releasing any of the Clinton Foundation emails for 27 months. If the court permits the delay, which they will, the public is not going to be able to read any of the communications until October 2018, 22 months into the first term of that president, which very well could be Hillary Clinton. Do you see? Do you see what we're involved in? Do you see why I say America, rest in peace? It was great, why it lasted? Because this is what we have. This is the kind of justice that happens in America, unfortunately, under a very corrupt, very disturbing administration and through the lenses of progressive behavior, liberalism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing, it's dangerous. I call it Luciferianism, because it really, that's what it is, in my opinion. And then you've got Vice President Joe Biden saying, I really just don't think that, you know, Hillary would have done anything purposely. I find it hard to believe that Hillary would do anything intentionally wrong. Really? Really? How about when she wasn't taking the calls from the soldiers that were begging for help in Benghazi? How about when the ambassador was being drugged through the street, beaten and burned? How about then? Is this who you want running America? Wake up! Is this who you want running the free world? Because if you think woman power and you stand for social justice and you think because she's a woman, she deserves the presidency, mark my words. Mark my words, you're going to have a Hansel and Gretel moment where you will be eaten by this witch. Eventually. No, no question about it. America will look very different. America's going to look very dark in the years to come if, in fact, this woman is elected the president. So, again, sources, my sources, Breitbart, CNN, others are basically stating she's just going to walk with nothing happening. Why do you think, and Producer Nate, I don't know why you put this picture of her in front of my screen like this when she was at the Benghazi hearings, when she was acting like she was bored, and, you know, she had her hand on her cheek. She's just disgusting. I wish I could slap her. I do. Look at her. She's just a disgusting human being that has no concern for people. People are pawns to the Clintons. Unless you're in their inner circle, then you're their friend until you cross them. Vince Foster comes to mind. Hey, friends, do you think this is fair? Do you think this is what America's supposed to represent? Do you now believe, as I've been saying, that we have one hell of a fight on our hands this election season? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. I got the phone lines open now. I'd like you to weigh in. I want to hear your opinion. Does this surprise you? Is this something that you were expecting? Or did you really expect? Did you really expect the State Department? Did you really expect the FBI to absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, without hesitation, to file those charges? Didn't you expect that? Was there a little piece of you that said, no? No, there's too much there. There's too much lying. There's too much abuse. I mean, General Petraeus was put through horrible. I mean, goodness, what he was put through for less. This woman just skates by. So what does that say? What does that say about our democracy? What does that say about justice? Is there any justice? Are the militias right? Are the militias in this country right? Where our government died a long, long time ago, the government for the people. Are they right? Let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Let's go first up to Tom in Las Vegas wanting to weigh in. Tom, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Steve, I'll tell you what, I don't get to call in enough, but I do appreciate all the things you're saying, you know, and I tell you, I didn't understand, you know, getting back to the July 4th holiday, I didn't understand what happened. When I was in school in 80 and 81 in my senior, sophomore, senior year, junior and senior year, I wasn't taught the definition of what happened, the Declaration of Independence, when it was signed, what it meant to those people that signed it. Basically, when they signed that, that was their death warrant. That was their death. They just basically signed their death warrant. They were criminals, basically. I didn't realize. I did, of all places, a church. It was like a history course, and I learned what that meant when those men did that, what the British were going to do to those men.
Right.
I don't think we have people like that in our government right now that would put their face on the line for what they believe in. That's why I think the problem is we've got such a lukewarm, you know, they call themselves strong, but they're not. The inside, they're morally rotten, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, here's where the militias come in. Is this why we have militias? Is this why we have patriots? Is this why people are living off the grid? Is this why people are storing food and buying precious metals and stocking up on ammunition? I appreciate you weighing in, Tom. I'm up on break. Thanks for the call. Is this the reason, friends? Is this the reason? Do you call it lunacy now? Or is it becoming more of a reality? It's bad enough that Hillary Clinton will probably not face any charges in this federal email probe. But for the State Department to keep the 27 emails out of your hands, you are the people. We make the decisions. We set the code. We set the precedent. But we have failed in that area because we are too damn lazy to give a crap anymore. We're more concerned about how many hot dogs we're going to put on the grill tomorrow. Look, I'm sorry if this offends you. I really don't care because it's the truth. Sometimes we need a real dose of the truth from people like me that really care about you more than your neighbor cares about you. Because I know what's happening. I already see prophetically what's happening. I already know where we're going down, what road we're going down. Do you? That's the real question, friends. Do you really know? Do you really see? Are your eyes really open? Are your ears really hearing what's happening right now in America? That's the real question. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. I keep getting the sign to keep going and keep going, but I'm not hearing music. Are we having a technical issue, or is music going to be coming pretty soon? Because I can keep talking. There we go. I'll blame that one on Georgie Porgy putting in pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. Inside joke between producer Nate, Mike, and myself, and we'll just leave it at that, and we'll be back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that lasts for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, it's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Let's go back to our busy calls. John in Oregon is up next. John, welcome to the program.
How y'all doing?
Very good.
Yeah, you know, this election thing, you know, people don't understand. You know, it ain't the people that's going to put the person in there. It's the Congress. They're the ones that run the president. They're the one that tells them what to do. And Donald Trump, they know that they can't tell that man what to do. He's going to do what he wants to do, whether they like it or not.
That's true.
They want so that's why they're pushing for Hillary, because they know they can walk all over and tell her, you know, this is what you're going to do.
Now, you got a great point. I mean, you do. And there is a huge, huge effort to stop Trump, and it's continuing. I mean, it's going to continue all the way into the convention, and it's going to continue after the fact. I mean, Donald Trump not only has to fight against the left and Hillary, he has to fight against his own party, a good majority of it. It's absolutely insane.
That's right. And, you know, like I say, the president is not the one that runs the country. It's the Congress. The president is just a puppet.
It's the Congress and it's the New World Order globalists that continue to pad their pockets and help them get reelected. And appreciate you weighing in. It's a small break, John, but thank you. 1-877-49-STEVE. You know, John has a great point. Congress does and has a lot of power. You know, I saw Paul Ryan. He's such a moron. I saw him on Sean Hannity. I think it was on Sean Hannity. I can't remember where it was. Oh, no, it was Bill O'Reilly. And Bill was, you know, grilling him. And, you know, Paul Ryan has just become, you know, just you know, a slick politician. He won't answer the questions. He'll go off and, you know, answer the question with a question. And, you know, Bill was pretty much saying, look, you guys have been in charge. Why haven't you did this? At least pass it. And then it goes to the president. He couldn't answer it because, like John said, they don't care. It's their agenda. And really, John, I'll add one level to what your opinion was, is that it's the New World Order globalists running the country. And really, the puppets are Congress and the president. The president's just the mouthpiece. So, you know, the puppets are really Congress. The president is the mouthpiece. And the New World Order global elite pulls all the strings. And you're absolutely right. They can't do that to Donald Trump. They tried. It doesn't work. And in fact, if you're believing some of the polls right now, it's probably scaring a lot of people. And we're going to talk about that in the bottom of the hour. But the thing that I need to get clear to you before we move on is that Hillary Clinton is not going to jail. Hillary Clinton is going to stay positioned as the Democratic nominee. Hillary Clinton could very well be the next president of the United States, unless the people wake up. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. And this half hour being brought to you by our friends over at Royal Metals Group. Friends, I told you, silver's almost $20 an ounce now. I've been telling you this since it was $11 an ounce, but no one wants to believe it because we get so busy, because we believe Mad Money Jim Cramer running around like a lunatic. We believe Maria Bartolomo and Neil Cavuto with those old-fashioned glasses of his. But I got an idea. I've been a financial guy for 25 years. So here's my idea. Maybe you should listen to someone you trust and that you intimately know every weekend by listening here on this show. So here's the deal. It's not too late. It's not too late. Find out why the economy is going to collapse very, very soon, and find out how you can still protect your stuff and why gold and silver make so much sense right now at this point in time. I've got a free DVD that explains it all. In fact, it has Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher, the former president of the Federal Reserve, blowing the lid off of really what the globalists are doing in the banking system and in Wall Street, and how they screwed America over in 2008 and defrauded us and crashed the United States stock market, and how they're going to do it again. That's what this DVD is going to expose, and you need it in your hands before silver's 30 an ounce. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free DVD, and find out what former Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher is saying and how you can save yourself before it's too late. All right, quick break, and then we're going to get right back to the calls. Don't go away.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is when. I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To the program. Steve Sanchez with you. Glad to be hanging out on this Sunday Night Live, the day before our 4th of July celebration. And yes, we should be celebrating, but don't celebrate too much because there's a lot of work to be done. Well, what do you mean? Well, there's a new poll that's out that Trump and Hillary are too close to call. Now, some people say, Steve, you know, I can't believe polls. Look, I'm going to talk about this for a bit because here's how we have to break this down. Number one, we already know that the FBI is not going to file charges. Okay, so that's not going to stop her. So many of you thought, well, Hillary Clinton is going to be in an orange jumpsuit. She's not going to even be able to run. No, absolutely not. Look, she's running. She's the one. And if we're not careful, she's going to be elected. So when we see these polls that Trump and Hillary are just too close to call, they're neck and neck, I have a tendency to believe that more than some of the other polls that put Hillary, you know, 10 points ahead or put Donald 3 points ahead. I tend to believe that it really truly is a tie at this point, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people in her constituency are really, really, well, stupid. They want freebies. They're illegals. They want social justice. That means they want a woman to become president. And that's why, even though she's a criminal, even though she's got blood dripping from those long fingernails of hers from the Benghazi deaths, she's not going anywhere. And this is where you have to concern yourself, because don't let the media lie to you. Don't let anybody scare you out there in the media. Election day is how you're going to stop her, friends. The FBI couldn't do their job because there's a corrupt government. In fact, there's been a poll after poll after poll where most Americans believe our government, in fact, is corrupt. And I agree. You have to agree with that. So knowing that our government is corrupt and we can't count on them, we have to count on ourselves, we the people. That's what elections are for, and we have Election Day coming up. And if we want these polls to not be too close to call, and we want Trump to be way ahead, that means you're going to have to do your part. That means you're going to have to stop believing the lies that the media likes to regurgitate. And look, they do it on Fox News too. Sorry, I just have to say it as it is. Fox News is just as foolish as it comes to this reporting as CNN and MSNBC and some of the other primetime networks, CBS, ABC, NBC. So we have to be intellectually honest with ourselves. And if we want change in America, we have to bring it. Because if we don't gather, if we don't unite, if we don't get off our rusty dusties and go vote, Hillary Clinton will win. Trust me, there's going to be some voting poll booths that are going to be rigged. Trust me, illegals are going to vote. Trust me, people that have been dead for 50 years will also be voting. This is the kind of corruption that we're dealing with. Now, one poll that was rather interesting is the Rasmussen poll that just came out and said that Hillary is outspending Donald 12-1, yet she falls behind in polls. I happen to believe she's more tied with Donald, but yet, what we have to really pay attention here, folks, is this, that she's spending more than Donald. She's outspending him, but she still can't really pull a substantial lead. Why? Because of people like you and me that are absolutely starting to be vocal. We're starting to be vocal in our jobs. We're starting to be vocal at our schools. We're starting to be vocal at our churches. We're starting to be vocal in our social surroundings, because there is a hell of a lot at stake. America's death is looming this election. That's a fact. Now, I know we've heard this before. I know we've heard this, that if this happens, America's sure to die. No. We've never seen it this bad. We have never, ever, ever have had such division. We have never seen these types of things happening in America without consequence. That's the point of it all. So if you're an illegal from Mexico and you want to come and you want to have civil disarray, and you want to bust the windows of police cars and wave the red, white, and green, you're not going to have anything happen to you, because you've got to express yourself, right? Because the First Amendment, well, it applies to you too, right? Wrong. It doesn't. It only applies to legal citizens. Now, as all this unfolds, friends, as the polls and as the continued attacks happen back and forth, as we hear that Hillary will probably not face any federal charges on the email probe, as we know that she's going to get away from Benghazi, she's going to get away with it, silently, something else is happening out there. The push for Obama to get a third term. What do you mean, Steve? Well, most people really don't pay attention to this, but I've been paying attention to this for a while, is there is a movement, it's kind of a silent one, but it's not so silent anymore. There's this movement that's rising to push for Barack Obama to run for a third term. Now, according to The Hill, a strong majority of Democrats would cancel the 2016 presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump if it meant President Obama could serve another term. A new poll just found that when he was just at the summit meeting the other day and he spoke. Parliament, Canada's Parliament, broke out into chants. 4 more years! 4 more years! 4 more years! And he just had a smile, just, you know, because he's got a big mouth. And he just got this big smile. And he likes it. Because he thinks he's God. He thinks he's the Messiah. That's what he believes. No, Steve, you're crazy. No, you're crazy. That's what he believes. So now there's this movement. So let me ask you, can anyone say martial law? Can we go down that road now to say martial law? Are we willing to tiptoe into the tulips and say martial law? Because Canada seems to want 4 more years, 4 more years. And you know, when I saw this at the summit, I was saying, shut your mouth, shut your mouth. You don't count. You don't count. Because they're not Americans, they're Canadians. Okay, number one. Number two, the biggest concern I have is the Democrats. Because again, according to this new poll from The Hill, a strong majority would love to see the election canceled between Clinton and Trump, and get Obama a third term. Now, just think for a moment. Let's put our thinking caps on. What could get the election canceled? Yeah, that's right. Civil unrest at the convention? Some type of disease that comes out that looks like a plague, like, remember, Ebola? Maybe a large-scale ISIS attack? Steve, are you going conspiracy? No. I'm going reality. Are you going to try to tell me that what I'm saying is far-fetched? Are you trying to tell me that we can't even have a discussion on this based on what we see every single day unfolding in front of our very eyes? I'm opening up phone lines. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Weigh in on the conversation. Phone lines are open. Your opinion counts. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd wish you a happy Independence Day, but does it really count as a birthday if you're dead? I think I might agree with you that the nation, as it was intended under God, is in its grave.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we can't dig it up and resurrect it, and I think exactly. We have maybe a chance of doing that. I know we have a chance of doing that, but
sure we do. Sure we do.
The window is closing. And that opportunity is getting smaller and smaller. I'll tell you, I haven't seen it this bad in my entire lifetime. And I hope that younger people realize just how they have been infringed upon, violated, molested by the people that have been elected to represent them and all of us. It is unbelievable. And as far as it being a country that is not religious, I think we're very much a religious country. I don't know if that would be the religion of Babylon. I don't know if it would be Muslim. But it certainly is not Christian as was intended. We kicked God out a long time ago. We took his name off of our courts, his books out of our courtrooms, his prayers out of our schools. What did we expect? You know, evil, like goodness, is fluid, and it will seek an opportunity to influence all of us.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Tom.
We left the door open, and we got what we got, and it's time that we actually roll up our sleeves and do something about it.
No, absolutely, Tom. No, you're absolutely right, and I appreciate you weighing in. I'm getting close to break. Thanks for the call. But Tom's correct. And what I like, Tom, and I'm going to caveat on a little bit of what you said, is, yes, America could be revived from the dead. You know why? Because we are a Christian nation. We are founded on Christianity. I don't care what anybody says. I could debate them under the table and prove that. We are a Christian nation, period. We were founded upon that, period. And I will tell you this. According to the Bible, we have the power to raise the dead. So that means if America's dead, we have the power to raise it just a little longer. Because trust me, friends, the book of Revelations is absolutely accurate. Eventually, we will see the demise of the free world, of the world, according to prophecy. But it doesn't have to happen quickly. We could have more time to get it together and save our friends, our neighbors, our families. That's what I'm talking about. Most people don't want to believe that because they have become their own gods. What they want, what they dress in, what they drive, where they live, that's become more important than the overall picture of the idea of America. But I'll say it again, and I'll debate anybody that wants to debate me. Tell me how America's not a Christian nation. Tell me how you've come to that conclusion, and I can help educate you a little bit. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. We've got to take a break. We are listener-supported, but when we come back, I promise we're going to go straight back to the calls, and William in Las Vegas will be up first. So hang out. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up. The stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We're back with more real, raw, relevant truth on The Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Sunday night. Glad to be here. 1-877-49-STEVE. Let's go back to our busy calls. We've got William next in Las Vegas. William, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Your scenario with regard to Obama trying to take a third term, I've never heard so eloquently stated as you did just 15 minutes ago.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
Well, I'd like to say that you've got an excellent program.
Well, thank you. I mean, that means a lot, William. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that, and we appreciate our fans. So I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for the call. Have a blessed week. Very nice of that gentleman to say that. 1-877-49-STEVE. Have your voice heard here. We've been talking about Obama. We've been talking about the third term. We've been talking about Hillary. And I've been talking about you not falling prey to the mainstream media's lies that manipulate your minds to make you believe one week Trump's up, one week he's down, one week Hillary Clinton's up. Now, here's the deal. They're neck and neck. That's the truth. Okay? The conventions are coming up. They're going to have the hurrah, both sides. And then the boxing gloves come on. And prayerfully, Donald Trump will box her down. I believe he will. Now, if he's going to listen to his handlers, some of the new ones that are handling some of his campaign, and he tries to take this lighter approach, he's going to lose to the mafia, which is the Clinton mafia. They're part of the Bush slash Clinton mafia. It's a political mafia. He will lose. No question about it. But if he does what he does best, being a New Yorker, getting ready to brawl, baby, coming out of Hell's Kitchen, getting ready to pop someone in the lip, he will win. And we will help him. Will we not? Will we not help him? Friends, take a stand with me now. Will we not help Donald Trump be elected the next president of the United States, number 45, just like Isaiah 45 talks about King Cyrus? Will we not stand to help this man win the presidency? Because if we do not, and we expect someone else to do it, you've got Hillary Clinton for 8 years, not four, eight, because she will be elected twice. My God, don't you see what she did as Secretary of State? Part of the chaos we're seeing around the globe, some of the instability that we're seeing in the Middle East, is due to Hillary Clinton. She was a horrible Secretary of State. And I thought Madeleine Albright was horrible. My gosh, Hillary Clinton tops that spot. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. And that's the way she'll lead. She'll basically bow to Saudi, continue to say, yes, I will allow Sharia law. I will implement it as long as my family's safe. Yes, and as long as my few elite friends with our private bunkers under some of the great cities of our nation. Oh, you don't believe that, friends? Go do the research. There is absolute concrete proof that there are bunkers that have been constructed under some of the major cities in America that actually have road systems in them, like a city under a city. Oh, Steve, you've lost it. No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm telling you the truth. I know it's hard to believe. But did you ever think for a moment we would have a president that basically has demanded his State Department, demanded the CIA to remove jihad, Sharia law, or radical Islam from their vocabulary? Did you ever think we would actually see a day where Hillary Clinton would walk away from federal charges on this email probe? So don't count out what I'm saying. Don't discount it, is basically what I'm saying. Producer Nate, are we close to break? Okay, so we'll have to take some calls when we return for hour number three. I know we've got calls on hold, and we definitely want to jump to those. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in. Get your place in line. The lines get pretty full quickly. So I want to make sure that you get your place in line. We've got top of the hour news next. But when we come back, we're going to break down hour number three. We're going to first go to the calls. Julie in Rock Hill, South Carolina will be first. Then we'll go to other calls. And then we'll discuss a little bit about what the United Nations is up to and what they've said they would like for you, even though they don't run or literally rule or administrate anything about our country, the statements that are coming out of their mouth sure seems that they do. You definitely want to stick around for this. We'll be back.
It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take. Now, look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.